So Chris reminding us there again of the loss of a Celtics legend. And we're going to talk about another legend today too, Alex Trebek, who hosted the game show Jeopardy for a record-setting 37 years. Trebek died over the weekend after battling pancreatic cancer for a little more than a year and a half. He was 80 years old. Yesterday, Jeopardy executive producer Mike Richards opened the show with a tribute to Trebek.
This is an enormous loss for our staff and crew, for his family, and for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for. In fact, he taped his final episodes less than 2 weeks ago. We will air his final 35 episodes as they were shot. That's what he wanted.
You know, last spring during the lockdown, my husband, daughter, and I made a ritual out of the evening Jeopardy viewing, and we're following his health and worrying about him. And so many families over the decades have tuned in faithfully to play along. So we want to remember Alex Trebek. We have Lily Chin, who was a PhD candidate at MIT and was the winner of the 2017 Jeopardy College Championship. Lily, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So when did you hear the news that he had passed away, Lily, and how did you react?
So I actually got a text from my godfather who was saying, like, hey, I bet you've already heard this, but here it is. And then sort of my friends showed me the official Jeopardy tweet. And then I kind of immediately logged on to the Jeopardy contestants Facebook group where we kind of all connect. And it was just a lot just to see how everybody was handling this. Yeah.
And tell me about when you met him.
Yeah, I don't think most people know this, but for sort of the sanctity of the game show, they try to keep the people who know the questions and the people who are going to be answering the questions separate. So I only got a very sort of brief time to get to know Alex. But even then, right, like I found out he really likes home repair and his favorite movie is How Green Is My Valley and his favorite animal is the muskox, right? It's all of these little details that you don't get to see on TV, but it really kind of lets you know that, you know, Alex really enjoyed being on the job, but also enjoyed sort of being like an uncle to the contestants as well as sort of America at large.
Let's listen for just a second to a bit of him hosting on the show. This is during a moment you're probably familiar with.
Astronomer who began his epitaph, I used to measure the heavens. Now I shall measure the shadows of Earth. We come to Lily Chin. She had 20,400 going into final today. And her response, who is the spiciest meme lord? All right, let's see what your wager was. Nothing. So 20,400 today, 20,400 yesterday gives you a total of 40,800. We bump that up to 100,000. You're the champion.
The first spiciest meme lord is just brilliant, and I have to tip my hat to you for that. But he must have on stage created the kind of environment where you could play and also participate. Tell us a little bit about that personality.
Yeah, I think it just is really sort of a testament to how professional he is, right? Like, obviously, he was in his 70s then and is not really aware of the internet culture of what this moment means. But, you know, he has the script in front of him and he really just wants to perform well and perform professionally. And so I really admire that. And yeah, it's just wild to me to see sort of the pictures that I have of my time on the set. And he's having as great of a time as all of us are having. And that's really something special.
It was remarkable the way he was open about his illness and his process going through it. And a lot of people rallied around him. How did the Jeopardy family do that?
Yeah, so one thing that I was really fortunate of was I was an alternate for the 2019 All-Stars tournament. So this means I got to meet some other Jeopardy celebrities like Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter. But I was sitting on the sidelines. And that when we heard about his diagnosis, so all of these people sort of put together this scrapbook and some of the folks were able to deliver this in person on his last filming last year. And it felt really special to be able to do something, to be part of something. And I know that the Jeopardy contestant community just poured out in mass as well as many of the fans. And I think that's really a testament to sort of what a public figure he was, that everybody wanted to sort of make sure that he was doing okay and send his regards.
And just very briefly, Lily, what do you want people to remember about him?
I think that the reason why everybody is sort of mourning Alex Trebek right now is because he really was a figure of sort of stability. Definitely during the beginning of the pandemic, I tuned into Jeopardy, and having that every night at 7:30 was really important to me. And I think everyone has this story, especially since it's spanning almost a generation of 37 years, right? So yeah, I think everybody will have their own memory of him, and it's special.
Well, Lily Chin, the 2017 Jeopardy College Championship winner, also a PhD candidate at MIT, thanks for helping us remember Alex Trebek today.
Thank you for having me.